Mass Effect 3, the ending is kind of bullshit.
And it was awesome.
Kind of bullshit.
The Escort Mission.
Okay, here we go. Rolling.
Roll for host.
Oh, 19. That's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, actually, you can do whatever you want with
six.
The number.
Six.
All right.
You guys tied.
Chaz wins.
I'm host. Welcome to the Escort Mission. We're jumping in the Wayback Machine. Yes, Amazon links, mail, escortmission.com, all that. We're jumping the Wayback Machine. We're going all the way back to December 2012. December 31st. Imagine. Bloop, 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 bam.
And before that.
And before that. Like, for our Game of the Year discussion, because it is now... going on
April.
Yes, it's April, and we're finally getting around to this one.
And we have less than 30 minutes.
And we're sticking to less than 30 minutes for this podcast.
So, all right, how's this work, Chaz?
Because there's a pizza going. So we're just going to bust through the list really fast. Do you want to just like go one after another and talk about whatever comes up?
Oh, you mean like the master list, you mean?
Mike,
no,
talk about...
No, we'll do like whoever's list.
Yeah,
do
Mike, talk about
list.
Dishonored.
Do whatever you want.
So we're going on that list. So Dishonored, you know, the more I've been playing Bioshock Infinite lately, and it's made me appreciate Dishonored more, interestingly enough, because they're both first-person shooters, but Dishonored, it was basically like a 3D Mark of the Ninja, which I also loved, and we're going to talk about, and I don't know. I kind of want to go back and play it again. Like, for some reason, the distance makes the heart grow fonder
that's
or
high
whatever.
Praise. If you want to play a game again, that's high praise.
It was good. I think it was better than I gave it. When I originally played it, I don't know. I needed time to mull it over.
Cool.
But it's
cool.
Good.
Josh, DJ Max.
Fucking DJ Max. Oh, my God. It's eminently replayable. Yeah. I just get this endorphin or dopamine rush or whatever, and I could just... It's the game I can go back to forever. Mm-hmm. Just play all the songs a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's just fun. That's it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'll talk about Fez. We were all over... Fez's jock for the first like 3 months of the show, I guess. Like many initial episodes of the show were all about Fez. Fez is great. Fez is super deep. Also, it's good on so many levels. That's what I really like about Fez, is that you can play it just as a cute little platformer with a fun platforming mechanic and have a great game experience with that. And then you can go down the fucking rabbit hole and start doing crazy math and keeping notes. It's the first game that I kept notes about, literal on pen and paper notes, since, I don't know, the NES era, probably.
Since, like, forever.
You didn't take notes for, like, Myst or something? That was the last game I think I might
have
taken notes for.
Myst is probably the previous one, yeah.
Yeah.
That is great. Final Fantasy, Theater Rhythm.
Theater Rhythm. Theater Rhythm. That's what happens when you put those two words together. So this is like the much less difficult DJ Max, but way better because it's got Final Fantasy music. And if you like Final Fantasy and you grew up in nostalgia and crazy hard, shit is dope. And then the actual gameplay, while like I said, is not as complex, a little more shallow, is still definitely fun enough to keep playing and got me, like fleeced me of at least $30 in their store buying songs because I was like, I need more. I need to hear more Final Fantasy music.
Also high praise, right? If you're gonna play a game again,
free,
or if you're gonna
otherwise,
pay some money for it,
but
yeah.
you get tired of the first two free songs
absolutely.
They give you. You got to get more.
Those assholes for making a game I liked enough to give more money to.
I hate it. God,
that's good.
Yep. Good
Forza,
game.
Josh, Forza Horizon.
Forza. All they did was they did exactly what it is. It's like they took the they took the Forza physics and they put it in an open world game.
Yep.
And that open world game's been done like a dozen times apparently, but I've never played any of them because they don't have Forza physics. And this one does.
Yep.
So it's fucking rad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That game is super excellent for just those reasons. It's like it's so obvious. Why wasn't it always like this? It's one of those kind of...
I know. Yeah. I'm really excited for like the 18 sequels they do for it.
Yeah, it's a no duh. FTL. So that game is a shit. Super roguelike, super low res, super fun. Everything's randomized. You know, you're kind of on a knife edge at all times. You can be taken out in any given battle. The spacefaring attack... defense, you know, rerouting power, all that stuff. It just distills so many of the fun things that I think about from childhood that are cool about space travel and about Star Trek and Star Wars, and puts all those into this really great package.
It's this theme that I have always dreamed of. It's like I don't know why it's the first game that's executed that, like, managing your systems on a starship thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it really Captain the first Picard game that did that?
I can't think. I never played one that was like that.
Aren't there tons of space simulation
There might be
games?
Others. I didn't play them and they weren't fun.
They just weren't like a board game roguelike. Like, I think that's Maybe, what's unique about it. And yeah.
It's
I played fucking, it for 5 minutes and
it's
it was
uber
good.
Addictive. And the theme is really good.
Put it on a tablet. That's all I'm asking. Oh, and I'll play the shit out of it.
Totally.
That's all I need.
Or awesome. A sequel.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next.
Yeah, I should definitely talk about Guild Wars 2 because I have played so much Guild Wars 2. I've watched Josh play more Guild Wars 2 than I've played it. It had really good art style. I will say the art design of the art, you know, like the world and even like the character art and stuff is really good. Yeah, it's got stuff and there were cool like hidden like, you know, not you know, where you actually have to, like, time jumps and stuff to go up platforms to get to secret areas, and that's neat, and I don't know.
Guild Wars 2 basically has too much to talk about. It's, like,
yeah,
just
I can't sum that up. It's an MMO.
Enormous amount of content for, like, one game price with no subscription.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's fucking fun. It's just a really good MMO that brings a lot of new things to the whole genre. And it's just an absurd value.
And new good things.
Yeah,
right?
New good things.
Because plenty of MMOs
new
do like
that,
something new. But
new things that every MMO from now on needs to emulate or else will fail.
There you go.
Yeah.
Journey?
Journey is basically like, if anyone says that games are not art, like, so sad that Roger Ebert passed
right?
away this
mm-hmm.
week. And by the way, Onion's... obituary was
yes.
the most brilliant
Ebert
thing possible.
Calls life a triumph or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
If anyone ever said games are not art, like Journey is the game that basically anyone would show that person and make them play because it just tells a great story and like the length of a movie. It's gorgeous. It's perfectly executed. It also has gamey mechanics. It has this story arc. It's like the music is great. The graphics are phenomenal, even though they're crazy simple. It's just like minimalist and it's just like a perfect little game.
I think that's exactly the way to describe it. It's a 10. That game's a 10.
It's a 10.
I can't think of any other game that is.
It has super unique co-op.
There's no improving any aspect of that game.
It like pushes boundaries of interacting with humans via computers.
Yeah.
And yet in this
high point for HCI.
Simple, like just perfectness.
It tells that story with no words.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's like the made up language that you sort of talk to other players with, but you know, you don't control that. And
you just tweet your symbols at people.
Yeah. And like the feels that game brings up in you near the end is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. You can't describe it. You just have to play it.
Love it.
Boom.
Yeah. Knight Underground. Knit Underground.
Knit
Underground.
Underground.
Dude.
Super big 1600 screens worth of game. Lots of hidden
Niflis
stuff.
Is the man.
Niflis. Yeah.
I don't know how much we talked about this recently, but a friend, did I already say
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you talked about Justin like falling in love with it.
It's like his Fez. It's like totally on par with Fez, you know, like in terms of how crazy it gets near the end. And I haven't gotten to all that because it's fucking long and it's like impossible to beat without following walkthroughs and stuff like Fez or whatever.
Yeah.
That game's just, it's awesome. Yeah.
I've heard, by the way, on Fez, I've heard that final puzzle still hasn't been solved other than by the brute force method.
Phil Fish actually
said there's more.
Yeah. Phil Fish did an AMA and someone asked him, like, have we found everything in the game? And he said like, not even close.
Wow.
So that like, when it comes back out on PC, I am totally buying it and playing through it again.
He might be, like, saying stuff on his deathbed that people didn't find in the game.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, the key to peace and harmony, and we just haven't unlocked it yet.
Okay. What's next?
Mark the Ninja. So both Chaz and I love Mark of the Ninja. Like I said, it's sort of like a 2D Dishonored in that the gameplay is just perfect. It feels like one of those perfectly sculpted old Nintendo games like Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Like it just does exactly what it needs to do and nothing else. And it's smooth and the graphics are, you know, they're definitely good. You know, great 2D art. You feel like a badass and you immediately feel like a badass and you continue feeling even more like a badass as you go through it, which is just a great thing for, you know, any game, you know, that you get to feel this thing that maybe you don't feel otherwise by, you know, conquering the gameplay mechanics in the game. So
another game that's great on multiple levels, you can play through it and just bash away through as an action game and it's fun that way. And then it's also fun to play it you know, turn it into a puzzle game and try to do this perfect run through where no one sees you. You are the, mm-hmm. you are the ninja. You sneak in and sneak out and you don't kill anyone. And like, yeah, do this, you know, you can make of it what you will. It's great. And
it's actually,
many ways.
It's actually like the 2D Thief. Sorry. Yeah. Because Thief was all about that, where you could have fun being spotted, but the real game is to not be spotted. And it's great both ways.
Mass Effect 3, Josh.
Mass Effect 3.
Did you
is
play
almost,
that game? I'm not sure if you.
It's almost too much to talk
about.
About
this?
It has like
it's the reason for the podcast.
It has the most epic story, and it's like super personalized, in my opinion. And it ends an epic trilogy,
mm-hmm.
and you're so attached to a bunch of the characters by then. I just fucking love to see the ending of all that, all those characters and stuff. And it's, you know, it's complex. It also has just this. A really addictive multiplayer that's mm-hmm. super awesome.
Excellent multiplayer.
So there's, yeah, can't say enough good things about that one.
Absolutely. Someone's better equipped to talk about Sleeping Dogs?
No, no. I want to hear what you have to say about Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs? John Woo style martial arts open world game, right? Sort of, you know, GTA Shanghai, if you want to think of it that way.
Pretty much.
Apparently really excellent. Got high praise from both of you.
Yeah, it
is. Here's my description. It is the best yet executed, fun, quick, open world campaign. It's like, it's you know, a GTA-ish clone or whatever. It's in that mm-hmm.
Did you play Red Dead?
Genre.
Is it better than Red Dead?
I didn't play Red Dead.
Did you, Mike?
I did not, know.
Huh, that's weird. I'm the only one who played that one.
But right. this
you showed it to me and I was kind of bored by it.
This isn't as much of like an open world like toy box where you do a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just like quick campaign, short and sweet,
yeah.
super well executed, tight combat.
That happens to be in an open world.
Yeah, fun, good yeah. story. You like really enveloping environment and it has some of those open world mechanics. It's just, yeah, it's short
nice.
And sweet. Really well executed.
Walking Dead. Shit, we did a whole show on it.
Walking Dead, yes, we did a whole show on it.
Just go listen to our show on Walking
yeah.
Dead.
What like, more can you say? It's like, it's basically Telltale's masterpiece after all their other like graphic adventures. This is like the culmination of everything they've been trying to do with the perfect setting. You feel for these characters. You really get into the story. You have meaningful decisions that change the outcome of the story at least enough, you know. And it's gripping like the whole time. And the yep. fact that it was done in an episodic manner, I didn't actually play it as it was coming out, but I'm sure even for those people, like, you know, this little chunk of time where you could play through the game for a couple hours, like you saw a movie and then talk to your friends about it. And like, you know, just, you know, how did your run go through? What did you find? And then in a couple months, there was another chapter and you can do it. But it still worked even when I played through the whole thing in a row. And yeah, we had a whole show where we talked about our decisions. I mean, how many games do we talk about our decisions yeah. in a game that closely? So,
if I could pre-order 4 more seasons, I would do it right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
XCOM, Josh. Tell us about XCOM.
No.
Come on, I got Knit Underground.
No. You talk about XCOM.
Oh,
sorry.
Rejected.
XCOM is super good. XCOM is... It's the game that, if you like that kind of game... You will love it. It's like
I
if
exactly.
you want
that description.
Yeah. I should have said that.
If you like
okay.
this game, you will like this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally one of those. Fans of the genre
I'm
will find something
I could,
to love
I could
here.
Have said that, and that's
no,
totally
no.
accurate.
It's exactly that. It's, I mean, it's the alien. I played the original XCOMs. I like those games. I love to have a new version. It does all of those things well. It's that tactical, you know, again, one of those you can really fuck yourself type of games. You know, you have to be careful, you have to be strategic, you have to think through, you have to build up these long chains of interactions, sending out a guy to scout, having other guys covering him, you know, just really good, really, really strong gameplay, a whole base building mechanic that's back at home, a whole economy behind the game, really fun, definitely worth it if you want to do a lot of, you know, moving dudes square by square across a map and shooting aliens.
I love square by square dude moving.
Yeah.
That's bonus.
All right. I have to add a couple more.
Yep.
Super Hexagon.
Uh-huh.
Charles, tell us about Super Hexagon.
Excellent music. Super basic, direct gameplay. Just like one. It is
an old arcade Atari game.
It is one mechanic. It's move left and right and don't hit walls. That is the whole game, and for all of that, it's gripping. When we first got it and played it, I, you know, the thing that was immediately apparent to me was that that I said to you guys was no game has a stronger just one more game hook to it than Super Hexagon. There's no game where it's like, I died, play again. I died, play again. I died, play again. Like, there's
and,
no...
And basically no game is any simpler. Yep. Like, it is such a simple concept and yet so perfect. Like, it's just tightly executed and fucking addictive as hell and one of the best things ever made. Man, it's so good. I still think about it. Yep. It has to be on the list. All right. I actually have to add two more. I have to mention
since
them real
Josh
fast.
Is adding some and we have time.
You can too. I yeah, have add ones.
Go,
do it.
Go nuts.
So I wanted to add Botanicula, which was by the people who made Machinarium. Awesome graphic adventure done, you know, sort of like it could have been done in Flash essentially, but the characters and the environment, you're like these little bugs and you're in this like, you know, insect world kind of a thing. The sound effects are all like naturally like recorded by the human voice, and so it adds a really personal touch to it. And the story you go along is fantastical, and you meet crazy weird creatures, and it's just really fun and lighthearted. And if you like Machinarium, you'll love Botanicula.
Totally.
Yep.
All right, I have to add Hotline Miami because Hotline Miami had quite an effect on me. Like, I played it all the way through in one night, but then, like, I just keep thinking about it. It has such tight, perfect, mm-hmm. intense fucking gameplay of this, like, super hard repetition, like Super Meat Boy, where it's just like, fail, fail, fail. You know, like, do it a little better. Do it a little better. Do something slightly different. Oh, perfect. Perfectly executed. Yeah. You know, and it's just fucking intense the whole time. The music is amazing, and it is gory and, like, disturbing as hell. And that, but that just is part of it's part of what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking intense. Anything else you want to add? Honorable Mike has some honorable mentions.
I mean, I've got like 10 more. I'm just gonna pick like one more.
Pick the one or two that just you have to put on this list.
All right, I will put To the Moon because To the Moon was one of those really unique games that doesn't come along a lot and was, you know, emotionally affecting at the end. This was that that PC game, which is basically like an interactive fiction novel where mm-hmm. it kind of looks like Chrono Trigger, except the gameplay is really shallow and that's not what it's about, but it's this really, really interesting story about this guy and his wife and the things that go on between them and their love story. I don't know. It just, I mean, maybe there's more games like this, but I don't really think there are. And it was really unique. And at the end of it, I was just, you know, it was one of those moments where you're like, wow, that was a game, and that is not going to happen very often. So yeah. That's got to go on the list.
Cool.
Totally. It is a good story.
Yeah.
And the last one I have to put on the list, I couldn't take off, even though it's not flawless, is Ragnarok Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Because this game is just, it's the Vita Monster Hunter clone.
Ah,
It's just like...
Excellent Penny Arcade Monster Hunter comic recently.
It is just fucking fun grinding. It is just, it's like fun combat. It's like Dark Souls or Demon Souls, but a little bit easier most of the time. And then some of the bosses are hard and you have to do co-op, you know, four people groups online with them. It's like, it's the Monster Hunter concept, except better executed in multiple ways because you can play online with groups. You can, it's got dual analog, it's got better control. It's like, it looks good. It's fucking fun. I still return to it here and there because it's just a huge amount of content, and it's just fun to go in there and do some more of that combat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's one of the games I have to return to, so it has to be on the list.
How are we not going to mention Asura's Wrath? That has to at least be mentioned as a game you have to at least try. Maybe not pay money for, but you got to try it.
If
Come
we
on.
Were mentioning games that we had to mention... Like, we could go through 30 more.
Okay.
Because there are a lot more to mention.
All right, I'll leave it at Asura's Wrath. Come on.
But it is not one of the best games of the year.
No,
it is not.
No. But it is a game that came out, and you should try
We'll do a whole other show. Like, games we didn't mention during our Games of the Year show that are mentionable from 2012.
Yes, like, notable
but
games.
Not
notable.
Games
all right,
of
that's
the year.
A notable one.
Yeah,
that's,
notable right. games of 2012 podcast next week.
Okay, Charles, something. Do you have any you want to add after?
I don't have anything.
No more honorable mentions. Have to
all right.
Be, okay.
All right. Now what?
So we have 19.
Actually, the stuff that pops up into my head is like was after you know.
Yeah, December. we've been playing a lot of 2013 games.
In the future, because we're recording this in
December. Did you add these to a list 31st. That is visible online?
Oh, I'm doing my own list right now. Oh, okay. But I could paste it.
Do we
that.
Each want to pick one? Do we want to come up with a top three? Like, and, if you had to pick one
I think
of
what
these.
We need, I think that's how we need to start. We need to look at this list of 19.
11 minutes,
let
by
me
the
paste
way.
It in your shared shit. Yeah.
I've got it listed. 10 minutes. I've been adding them to the
bottom?
The spreadsheet, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just gonna paste them all at the bottom. So
of what?
We can see them all at the same time.
The TEM got ye
in groups of five. All right. So out of those 19, let's take turns picking one that absolutely has to be like in the top couple.
Okay? Are we doing two rounds of this?
Like, what do you think absolutely needs to be in the top?
Let's
five
roll to see who gets
six.
To
okay.
Let's
yeah. We each
roll
pick
for
two
pick
that
first.
Are in the top six or something.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And we'll do a reverse draft. So it goes like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Roll.
So wait, you're rolling to do what?
To go first.
Okay. All right.
Or to, no. To choose your slot in the 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Well, I just rolled a 10.
I'm kidding. Whatever.
2, 10. Okay.
So I get to pick the second one?
No. We were rolling to see who goes first.
Oh.
In this,
okay,
I forget what that's called, like a boomerang draft.
Sounds good.
Whatever. All pick right. a game, Charles.
Okay, if I'm picking one game out of this, I think it has to be Journey.
Wow, you think like Journey is your number one game?
That is my number one. That's like that's the game that I have to ensure ends up on here.
Okay.
All right.
Now what?
Now me? You.
Okay, Fez, definitely, no question.
Fez,
I like it. Josh, you picked two.
Fuck. See, I don't like this. This is my problem and why I didn't want to make it a game. Because I just feel like I have to game it now. I'm like, I'm not going to mention Mass Effect 3 so that one of you guys has to waste your vote on Mass
oh,
Effect 3.
I'm not going
to
name that. No way. There. Now you don't have to name it. Move on.
Just like, obvious,
say words.
Obviously, Mass Effect 3 has to be
okay,
on
okay, there you go.
It.
There you go.
Okay.
There's no contention yet. This is the problem.
I only get one personal?
Fuck.
DJ Max?
They're both personal. What are you talking about? They're whatever
you
want to be on the list.
You get two choices.
Yeah, they're not personal
Make
or whatever.
Make your choices.
But
you've chosen one. Choose another. Restrain your gamification.
You can take out Mass Effect 3. You can choose something
no,
else.
No, I can't. Josh's, DJ Max, motherfucker.
Josh's
all right.
Forehead is...
this is why explode. I didn't want to make it a game.
It's going to explode.
All right. DJ Max. Do you
Even
see
though it's your idea to game it.
Do you see where I'm pasting?
Yeah, I got you.
Right,
gotcha.
Oh, wait. I should be looking at that one, shouldn't
if
I?
If you care.
So,
I'm just putting him in column B.
Are those your two?
Yep. All right.
Oh, you're
next.
Not putting it in the list I'm thinking you're putting
no,
it in.
No, I'm scrolled down. Row
I see.
30.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Mike.
I thought we were going to Charles. Oh, we're going to start
yeah,
that
yeah,
way.
Boomerang style.
Fez and Mark and the Ninja.
Fuck. Oh, God.
All right.
This is the worst choice.
Go with your third pick, not the two that you already had picked.
This is the worst choice. Oh, man.
How would you not pick XCOM? Oh. Oh, you have to choose between XCOM and Walking Dead.
No. I have to choose between Walking Dead and FTL.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you put those both above XCOM?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Good. A. Yeah. Good.
See, this has been an easy choice for me because I didn't really play FTL. But for you, this is tough.
You know what? Like,
no, it's hard, but it's easy. It sucks that something would be left off, but the answer is Walking Dead. It has to be Walking Dead.
See, it's interesting because I feel like Walking Dead was a great experience, but FTL, you'll still be playing like 10 years from now.
That's true.
So what's more important?
That's the problem. Okay, yeah. here's what we're doing now. We've got six.
Yes.
Okay. What we need to do is rip on these motherfuckers, right? Everybody gets the opportunity to say something negative about whatever you want to in the top six or in something that you think is going to get added to the list.
All right. Same order?
Whatever, man. You go, Mike.
No. Chaz, you go.
Mass Effect 3, the ending is kind of bullshit.
And it was awesome.
Kind of bullshit.
But they also fixed it. They changed it if you wanted
different. They kind of fixed it.
So you get both best of
both
worlds.
They broke it. I don't know. My ending was goddamn amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. They could have done... The ending could have been better. If we're talking about games that you can't improve, like you can't improve Journey, you can improve the shit out of Mass Effect 3. That could have been a lot better.
My ending was real good.
I'm kind of with Chaz. I think it could be improved.
My ending was sad as shit, and I am not a pussy that, like, balks.
But you are a depressing...
That balks at a depressing movie, yeah. You know, at a tragedy. It was a tragedy. Mm-hmm. They were writing a tragedy, and American, like, teenagers could not handle it.
That wasn't my problem with it, but yeah, I take your point.
All right. Did you say something negative, Mike?
Not yet.
Do you want to?
So I'll just say what I said about Walking Dead is that it is a fantastic masterpiece of an experience, but it's not something that I can bring myself to play through again because that's fucking like 10 hours of... It's like watching like LOTR again and a half or something like that. It's just... Mm-hmm. It will never be the awesome experience it was when I first played through it.
Yeah, Walking Dead was buggy. And
it was also buggy.
And
it crashed on me twice.
It was a little bit cheap. Like all its really intense moments... are like uber violent, and it's mm-hmm. just like it's zombies. Everything's life threatening. Everything's about chopping legs off or murdering children. Like, like it is fucking intense. It's a great story, but it's a little easy. It's a little cheap. Like I'm not sure it could ever be.
You can't. It's hard to not have great drama when it's you set the stakes so high. To begin with.
Yeah. Now that's why I think it's so hard for Telltale to like. Make another game that's like that good unless it's more Walking Dead.
Right. Which they probably will do.
And how long can they just reap the same concept indefinitely?
All right, Josh, rip on something.
I have to minorly rip on Fez. Like Fez is great, but it's like they aren't the puzzles that I really enjoy doing. At some point, it gets to that point where it's just like work. Mm-hmm. And I like it in theory and I like hearing about it online, but I didn't want to keep playing it. Mm-hmm. So I like talking about it and hearing about it. It's one of those things. I like more in theory than in practice. But the one I want to mention more directly is that I didn't find Mark and the Ninja that fun. I tried multiple times, played a few levels, 100%ed a few levels, and I was like, yeah, this is all right. I don't see why it's like phenomenal. It's just the side-scrolling cartoony stealther, and like that doesn't spell fun to me.
Yeah.
Damn you, Alphabet.
Fair. Okay. I'm kind of with like that on DJ Max. I'm like, yeah, this is fun and cool, but I wouldn't really sit here and play it much more than you made me play it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with Charles
the thing
on that.
That you say is best about DJ Max, where your button press equals when the music is played, totally fucks me up.
Well, you have to be a musician.
Yeah. I'm relatively good at, you know, percussion and getting beats
right. Yeah, I didn't
mean
that insultingly. No, I know. You're not a musician. I meant you're right. It is the kind of game that's different than, like, regular video games. It's more like creating music
playing
regular video games.
The first time I played through, and I played through, you know, maybe one song, like, 5 or 6 times, and it wasn't until I got to, like, time number 4 or 5 that I started really hearing how the song was supposed to sound, because... It doesn't actually, you can't really just like hear through your mistakes to what the song is supposed to sound like. It's harder to get good at that game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tripped on Journey yet. How are we going to do that?
I don't think we need to.
It's impossible to rip on Journey.
It's a flawless game. Yeah. We don't have to. All right. So we have 6. We could do 10. So we could all go around one more time.
We have 3 minutes.
Is there anything?
We could just roll a dice.
Is there anything left in that left group?
We'll leave
that,
it up
like,
to random chance.
You cannot stand not being there.
No, I'm good.
I would love to see FTL on this list.
It's really bugging me that FTL and Super Hexagon aren't both on the list. Like, they're both infinitely replayable and perfect.
And so I'll rip on Super Hexagon because I'm the only one who finds it kind of okay, but not nearly the addiction that you guys have. It's much like the Impossible game where you just, it like sinks its hooks into you guys and you're like, fuck, I have to play this game. I have to master this. And I'm just like... Yeah, I don't have to master this, and then I move on, and it's over.
Yeah,
and I have no stake.
You know what?
In
you know what? I was super into it for a month, and I might not get super into it ever again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe I played it out,
and I was super into it for a week and a half.
All right, well, we're adding FTL because we agree it's utterly brilliant,
and I don't have anything to say about FTL because I really haven't played it, but it seems very fun.
Oh God, so. You need to.
All right, we have 1 minute and 54 seconds.
All right,
left.
How do we want to solve this?
Do we just roll a dice?
I don't know.
We'll just roll a die.
I don't want anything. I'm okay with cutting the rest.
Oh, no, not yet. We're cutting the rest. But how do we choose the best?
We have to do that?
Yeah, we have to decide. Let's just leave it up to random chance. Let's just roll
for 1 through 7. 1 through 7. If we roll above 7,
no,
then
we can agree. I mean, Journey is the most perfect.
But I don't think it should win.
What do you think should win?
I think Fez
Journey?
Should win.
That doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about? But that's just your opinion. Like, we're deciding. We can't decide because we don't agree.
What should win, Chaz?
Of the two, Journey should win.
So
what about anything else?
It's just a majority against me?
Maybe FTL wins.
I wanted to roll. I wanted to roll for
it. I think we should roll because we can't agree.
I think Mass Effect wins.
No.
Mass Effect is so fucking good in like 18 ways.
It's really great. But Journey's awesome.
We're rolling. Let's roll.
Okay. Let's roll. So if we roll over 7, we re-roll. Mike, do it.
Okay.
I'll be so pissed if DJ
But those
Max
are
wins.
Those are our top 3.
10 is over. Okay.
So what does that mean?
We just re-roll. We're rolling 1 through 7. If you roll above 7, it doesn't count.
What are you doing? I don't
we're
get
just
it.
Rolling for the winner. 2. The winner is Fez.
Yes. No, I didn't agree to that. Yes. That doesn't make no. No, that's not the case.
Dude, the die has
how
spoken.
How do we pick
the die
one?
Has spoken. We have 30 seconds. How are you going to...
Two of us agreed that Journey is better than Fez.
That's
so
bullshit.
The die does not rule.
You like, changed yours to Mass Effect. You said Mass Effect is better in 18
ways. Yes, but Journey is better than Fez.
But is it better than Mass
I'd
Effect?
I'd be more okay. Journey is like flawless. I would be okay with that being number one. Like Fez, I have problems with. Like, it's very good. The music is good.
But
you know?
It
crashes. It like the puzzles are obtuse and you have to go on the internet to like figure out how to do shit. Like,
well, you don't have to. You can. And I think that's actually part of the allure because it creates a community around the game of puzzle solving, which was a really fun thing that we did that you just didn't get into, which is why you're not as big a fan.
The metagame was good. Like the talking about it.
Yeah. But figure it out. It was like an enigma.
But like if we rated like our discussions of Mass Effect 3. Like, we had way more awesome discussions about Mass Effect 3 than Fez.
Okay, so then your choice is Mass Effect 3. We all have a different choice. And we could just agree to disagree. I'm fine with that, too.
We have reached two separate Game of the Year nominations.
Actually,
if we go by...
We found three.
Those are our top three.
Those are our top three.
And then those are our runner-up four.
All right. So top three are Fez, Journey, and Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
That's an excellent list.
Case closed.
That's an excellent set
of games.
If
you play any of those games, you will have a great time. You can't go wrong with
those
games.
I think this whole list demonstrates that 2012 was an excellent...
Yeah, those are all great games.
Runners up, DJ Max, Technica Toon, Mark of the Ninja, The Walking Dead, Episodes 1 through 5, and FTL, Faster Than Light.
Thanks for listening to the Escort Mission Podcast Game of the Year Special. We now return you to April 2013. We'll do it again in... Hopefully not 12 months.
Let's eat some pizza, man.
Time to go eat deep dish pizza.
Sweet.
Late.
Out for now.
Late.